And from songs for children to the other end of the age spectrum, this story appeared online, tucked away on Scoop, and it may have had other coverage, but I haven't seen any. Drug use among older persons, a hidden epidemic, narcotics experts warn. It's from the United Nations and the International Narcotics Control Board. Drug use among older people globally has risen, and countries must address this hidden epidemic. And I suppose that means us as well. So what do we know about what New Zealand's older people are taking to make themselves feel better? Drug use and drug-related deaths among older people are on the rise, and more of them are in treatment for drug use problems. Associate Professor Andy Towers is joining us from Massey University. Andy co-leads the Mental Health and Addiction Program there, and he's also a member of Massey's Health and Ageing Research Team. Good morning, Andy.
Hi, Jim.
What do we know about self-medication, if that's the right phrase, an all-embracing phrase, if you like, in New Zealand, in people over 65, say?
What we know is actually very little to nothing. There's not a lot of data either in New Zealand or worldwide on rates of self-medication or rates of prescription medication misuse or even rates of illicit drug use in people over 65. It's just not a population for which there's a lot of data worldwide.
Okay. But we get the firm impression that the situation is getting worse, maybe not only with alcohol, but pain relievers, tranquilizers, sedatives, all manner of things that people may be taking?
Absolutely, it is. I mean, what we do know is, based on a lot of evidence from things like emergency department reviews, which are seeing an increase certainly over the last 10 to 15 years, not only in alcohol use around the world, not only in alcohol use in people over 65 as a reason for injuries and concerns, but also the use of prescription medications. I mean, the opioid epidemic in the US is certainly a good illustration of the fact that opiate misuse is not only for urban young populations, it's also hitting people over 65.
Okay. Synthetic opioids, though, like fentanyl, I mean, they'd be a temptation, but I suppose the saving grace here would be, Andy, that they can't be as easy to get your hands on as is the case in the United States?
In general, those sorts of drugs are harder to come by in New Zealand. We don't necessarily have a great manufacturing base for them.
The reasons for taking substances that will make you feel better. Why do we think? Increasing loneliness? I guess this has crossed your mind from time to time.
There are any number of reasons to take drugs, and don't discount the fact that alcohol is one of our most harmful drugs, but also our most popular drugs. And it's not necessarily to numb pain, it could just be to relax. And it's the same reason for any other drug. Things like cannabis, it's very well known to have a relaxing effect, and it's a recreational drug just like alcohol is. And we have to be really clear that whether a drug is legal or illegal, they all have effects that people use them for, and it doesn't matter whether you're 18 or 80.
And we forget maybe that older people have experience with cannabis.
Absolutely. I mean, what we do know is that one of the reasons we have worldwide and in New Zealand a rising concern about the rate of drug use and misuse in older adults is because we have a baby boomer generation who is moving into the older adult range, which is very generally 65 plus is classified internationally as older adults. And it's not that we've suddenly got people that are 80 or 90 that are starting to use cannabis or starting to use fentanyl or drinking more. It's actually the baby boomers who are retiring and getting into retirement age that have been using drugs. And they basically popularized drugs in the 60s and 70s, and they're still using them now. But now they're much, much older.
They are. And the call routinely goes out, as it does in this report, for improved access to health and treatment services. But that's easy to call for, isn't it? It's harder to deliver.
You are absolutely spot on, Jim. In fact, it's not just a call here, and it's not just a call in the States. It's a call worldwide, and that's one of the major concerns that's been raised in the last few years in New Zealand, to say we know there was a big report in the UK a couple of years ago called Calling Time, and it was about ageism in mental health and addiction sector, in addiction particularly, to say that we know there's a rise in older adults using both legal and illegal drugs, and some of them becoming dependent and needing support. But what we can see very clearly is that primary healthcare professionals tend not to screen for drug use in older adults. In general, we don't assume that older adults use drugs. And so at the first step, they're not being seen as drug users. And secondly, if they are, we don't have referral pathways for older adults. A lot of our health services, our addiction services, are actually set up for youth. And when you put older adults into those services, it doesn't necessarily work for them as well. And so we have these ageist approaches that don't recognise older adults need help, and we don't have the support there that is catering for them.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point. Even though, as you say, the boomers knew all about cannabis and booze. The growth in online drug dealing through encrypted communications. I see there was a cocaine arrest involving a man in his 70s recently. We also possibly wrongly assume that older people are both more law-abiding and also more sensible, but it's probably a generalisation too.
Absolutely. There are people that both use and deal in drugs that are over 65, they're in retirement age. One of the things that I definitely know in New Zealand is that there are increasing incidences of alcohol misuse, alcohol dependence, and also other drug use in retirement settings, in retirement villages, and in settings where people don't normally assume you would have drug use. Some of the people that are managing these retirement villages and these retirement settings have asked, how do we deal with that? I don't know how to approach that. This has never been something we've had to do before, but there is just an increase in the number of concerning cases of people misusing alcohol and other drugs in retirement settings. And we don't have a playbook for dealing with that. Not only that, there are instances now where we know that people who have been dealing drugs are now retiring. And so they're in these settings and they're potentially dealing drugs as well. Ah. So we are in a grey area where we don't have a playbook for how to deal with any of this yet.
Yeah, gee, it is uncharted territory, isn't it? with alcohol, how many people, not elderly but getting older, drink too much? Do we have stats on that?
Do you know what? In about 2015, the Health Promotion Agency said, look, we know there's a concern in New Zealand about, internationally, about older adults' alcohol use, but we don't know much in New Zealand. And so we actually, myself and colleagues at the University of Auckland, partnered with the Health Promotion Agency to provide them with 3 years of data. And what we know is that 40% of New Zealanders aged 50 plus, so some older, some middle-aged, are hazardous drinkers. Mm. So 40% are drinking at a level that either they're binging every time they drink alcohol, or they're not necessarily having that much, but they're having enough alcohol on enough number of days to raise their likelihood of getting things like cancer or heart disease or diabetes. So all of those are called, they're in the realm of hazardous drinking. So that's quite high internationally. We know we're probably leading the world in terms of the number of adults 50 plus drinking hazardously. So that's not a good record for New Zealand to hold.
No, it's not. And seeing as cannabis, you know, despite the referendum result, is kind of being given more of a green light, this would probably be reflected in increased use among older people too.
Again, the New Zealand Health Survey has actually been very good for the last maybe 10 years about including not only alcohol use and breaking it down across age ranges, but also things like cannabis and amphetamines. Now, amphetamines, they're not widely used, so they're relatively low anyway. Cannabis is our second most commonly used drug, even though it's illicit, and it's very popular. And we actually also, in the New Zealand Health Work and Retirement Study, which is our study that's been going since 2006 at Massey University, and it covers people aged 50 plus, we also have just started asking about cannabis use. And what we can tell you is that the cannabis use is around about, our responses are about 13% of our population aged 50 plus say that they do use cannabis at present to some degree. It's either monthly or it's weekly or it's daily. And so that's not far off the national average of about 15% or 16% that the New Zealand Health Survey says. So it's not that cannabis use is unique to younger populations. It's everywhere.
In the end, the more that drugs, cannabis, alcohol are taken by older people, prescribed or not, In the end, it's a prescription for trouble, isn't it? Socially, financially, economically, with health services and so on. It's not a good prospect.
It depends to an extent on the harms of the drug. Cannabis actually has relatively much lower harms than alcohol. So I'd be more concerned at the moment that people aged 50 plus are using alcohol, and some of them are using alcohol a lot.
I wonder why. Because we sense it may be a bit of an age of enemy, and the young in particular may be looking bleakly at the world. But even in God's waiting room, people are feeling much the same way. I mean, people take drugs and alcohol, as you say, to relax, but also for other deeper reasons.
Yeah, absolutely. What we have to recognise is that just like there are different drugs and you take them for different reasons, there are different populations, subpopulations of drug users. Some people use drugs like ecstasy to feel nice because it's a nice feeling. Same with cannabis, just to relax. But some of them use cannabis to take away the pain of chronic health conditions.
Yeah.
Similarly, people use alcohol sometimes as a recreational drug to be with other people, and other people will use it to numb themselves from trauma. So we can't lump everyone, every drug user, into the same group, because there are many, many, many different reasons for using drugs, and that's what we should be concerned about. It's why you're using the drug, not necessarily the drug that you're using.
And do we have rose-tinted glasses on when we look back at the past and say, oh gosh, we were more orderly and well-behaved and didn't... is it a case of that there's greater availability? We are a society that can buy the stuff now, and that's why we're doing it, or has something shifted in our psyche? What do you reckon?
I teach alcohol and other drug use and history and policies at the undergraduate and postgraduate level, and no matter what level my students are, when we look back at the past 100 to 200 years of drug use and drug use policies and legislation, what we find is that we are currently in one of the most conservative policy and legal approaches to drugs ever. And it hasn't been pretty. In the 1940s and 1950s, we had things like 6 o'clock closing. It actually shaped New Zealanders as just binge drinkers. Men got off work at 5 o'clock, rushed to the pub, and just binged until 6 o'clock and rode home or drove home. And there was a lot of domestic violence. There were a lot of harmful outcomes of that, including generation on generation taught that binge drinking was the way to drink alcohol. So I don't think we've ever had a happy relationship, particularly with alcohol, but with drugs in general in New Zealand. We simply haven't. So for people to say it wasn't like that in my time, they clearly don't understand. They've never seen the data, and we just haven't seen the trends that we can illustrate that it's always been harmful.
Understood. What we will see is probably the fallout through hospitalisations and so on in the years ahead, especially from that hidden drug use that this report's talking about.
Certainly. I mean, one of the things that we are definitely wary of, and we're definitely concerned about in anyone over 50 in New Zealand, is the rising indication of combined alcohol and prescription medication use. And that's not misuse of medications. It's quite often people using medications prescribed by their doctors, and they may or they may not have been told that you shouldn't use alcohol with this, but they still do. And some of those prescription medications, alcohol can make significantly worse. They can make either condition worse, or they can actually send you into overdose. So that is a significant concern. I know something like 30% of alcohol users in our big survey of New Zealanders age 50 plus, about 30% are also taking medications that interact with alcohol. And so that's a serious concern. And for the most part, they're not even necessarily aware that that's a harm for them.
Makes sobering listening. I appreciate your time with us too. Thank you very much for joining us to chat about this.
No worries, Jim. Ka kite.
Professor Andy Towers.